సహనావవతు సహనౌ భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తు మా విద్విషావహై. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. సయశ్చాయం
పురుషే
యశ్చాసావాదిత్యే సయేకః సయ ఏవం విత్ అస్మాన్ లోకాత్ ప్రీత్య ఏతమన్నమయమాత్మానముపసంక్రామతి ఏతం ప్రాణమయమాత్మానముపసంక్రామతి ఏతం మనోమయమాత్మానముపసంక్రామతి ఏతం విజ్ఞానమయమాత్మానముపసంక్రామతి ఏతమానందమయమాత్మానముపసంక్రామతి తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి
ఇన్ దిస్ ఆనంద మీమాంస Upanishad is concluding or culminating into the Mahavakya Mantra. Having completed that Ananda Mimamsa in the previous portion, in this portion Upanishad is dealing with that Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam. What is that Aikya Bodhaka Vakyam? Sa Yaschayam Purushe యశ్చాసావాదిత్యే స ఏకః. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ మహావాక్య పోర్షన్. వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆనంద ద ఉపనిషత్ హ్యాస్ డెల్ట్ అప్ టు నౌ, దట్ ఈస్ కోశానంద. కోశానంద ఎట్ త్రీ లెవెల్స్ బై fulfilling one's own desires, one can get koshananda. What do you mean by koshananda? Experiential ananda. Anubhava ananda is called koshananda. Through experience, those objects, whatever ananda I derive, that ananda is called pratibimba ananda. Reflected ananda or koshananda or anatma ananda. That ananda can be fulfilled by fulfilling your desires. Second method is same koshananda can be attained through vairagyam, by renunciation. Not by enjoying, but renunciation. Looking at them, a potential sorrow. Every sense pleasure is a potential sorrow. Looking at them as a cause of sorrow, therefore I don't want. There is no ananda in that object. ఇది వైరాగ్య ఆనంద. వైరాగ్య మూలమా వర కోశానంద. Pratibimba Ananda. This is the second method. Then what is the third method, the best method? It is mediocre. Getting Vairagyam, Koshananda comes. What is the best, the highest method? Getting Atmananda through Jnanam. Not Anatmananda or Koshananda, but Atmananda through knowledge, self-knowledge. That Atmananda is not a reflected Ananda, but it is original Ananda. Nityananda, Atmananda, Swarupa Ananda. It is not born out of any sense pleasures contact. It is not born out of any contact with anything in this world, any blessed thing. That Swarupa Ananda or Atmananda is not born out of any contact. That means there is no infection in Ardham. In Atmananda, there is no infection. In Anatmananda, there are a lot of infections will come at body level, mind level. Swarupa Ananda is a Bimba Ananda, not depend on anything. Unconditional Ananda. All are beautiful words. Unconditional Ananda, eternal Ananda, pure Ananda, unadulterated Ananda. What about Kosha Ananda? Adulterated Ananda. This is unadulterated Ananda. So this Ananda is possible only by Jnanam. Atma Jnanam is attainable through only Atmananda is attainable through Atma Jnanam. Best method. Okay. Now, all these joys or pleasures of the world are compared to a what you can call this small bulb, all worldly pleasures. Suppose electricity is there. Imagine. Electricity is illumining in a small bulb. Electricity illumining with a big bulb. That which is having a lot of watts. So same electricity illumining is from a small bulb gives little light. Big bulb in more light. Similarly, whatever Ananda at individual level is like a bulb Ananda. Okay. Whatever Ananda at the total level is like a big bulb. Apde enna ardhanna pancha bhautika shariranna vara Anandam kosha Anandam. Pancha bhutam moolama vara Anandam. What Anandam? Kosha Anandam only, but at a total level. Total level. Yes. Similarly, now Upanishad says, Saha yaha ayam purushe anandaha asti koshanandaha. Saha na, that person. Saha, that ananda. Saha ayam yaha purushe asau purushe, which is in the human being. Which human being? By fulfilling his desires, by three methods, through Vairagyam, okay, through Ananda, Atma Jnanam, whatever he is enjoying the Ananda in this life, in this human birth, same Ananda is Yaha Aditye Saha Ekaha. Saha Ananda, first you have to write. Saha Ananda means that Brahmananda or Atmananda, that Nityananda, Yasaha Yaha Purushe Asti, that is which is in the human being, that Ananda what we are enjoying, and the same Ananda which is in Aditya, Lord Sun, Devata, Surya Devatala irukkara Anandam, in the Purushanude Sariratala irukkara Anandam, Ekaha Hore Anandam. Both are one and the same. How? Purusha means upadhi. Purusha sariram la irukkira anandam. That jiva is getting ananda. That is lakshartha. Otherwise you cannot say one and the same. Aditya, sun is the golakam. In that Aditya there is Surya Devata. And the Surya Devata anandam and this human beings anandam are one and the same. How? Surya Devata is a total level. I am a tiny human being, useless, unfit for many things. How my ananda, that Surya ananda can be one and the same? No? You should not take upadhi, medium level. You have to do bhagatyaga lakshana. Give up the body medium, there give up the solar disk golakam. You take that upadhi, give up and go to lakshyartha, the secondary meaning. Lakshyartha you have to go and take, that ananda is same. When we are all sleeping in deep sleep, is there any gradation in our ananda? Deep sleep la anandam gradation irukum, ore or anandam da. Your higher ananda, lower ananda kadiyad. When it differs, when you wake up. One is enjoying prime minister ananda, one is enjoying presidentship ananda, one is enjoying dancer ananda, one is enjoying musician ananda. Different ananda. That's why Annamacharya sang in one song, Nindara Razu Nidrinchu Nidrayunokate, Mindena Brahmanundu Nidrinchu Nidrayunokate, Andane Bantu Nidra Adiyunu Okate. The Raja who is sleeping in the palace and the servant who is sleeping at the doorsteps of the Raja, there is no difference between that Raja's sleep in this sleep, both sukham is same. Once both of them get up, Raja is Raja, soldier is soldier. Then ananda differs. But when they are sleeping, one and the same. Saha ekaha. Body drushtya, can you say one and the same? You cannot say. You have to negate the body. Intellectually negate. Adida sa yaschayam purushe. Yaschava adityye sa ekaha. That is called bimbananda. Lakshyartha. Vachyartha you have to give up. By vachyartha you cannot make them one ananda. Wife ananda, husband ananda differs. When both are sleeping, nobody knows who is wife, who is husband, nobody knows. That's why nitya anandam. That's why we get up only problems. அப்படின்னு தூங்கிட்டே இருக்க முடியாது இல்லையா? That means when you detach with, attach with the body, mind complex, aham, mama is come, then gradation comes. That's what mantra says. Asman lokat pretyanar. So having understood that ananda in the Lord Sun, that ananda in oneself or one and the same is called brimbananda. Then asman lokat pretya. Pretya means this statement openly contradicts. No? Which statement? Both are one and the same. No? This statement contradicts. But how to understand? No? Here, having left this world, is their next statement. Asmat lokat, no? From this world. Pretya pra idhatu. Im gatau, having gone, left. Here how to understand, having left, having dropped the aham mama abhimana, anartham. Very, very, what to call, no? Worth to grasp the point here. Asman lokat pretya means lifting oneself from the Vyavaharika Drishti Adhyam. Not leaving the body. Asman Lokat Pretya means giving up the notion Aham Dehaha Aham Manaha Iti Bhavana. அஹங்கார மமகார தியாகா ஏவ அஸ்மான் லோகாத் பிரீத்தியான. அஸ்மான் லோகாத் பிரீத்தியான கைக்கு பிடிக்க ஆமிச்சா எங்க போறான்னு நினைக்க கூடாது. Sees the whole world as lower order of reality. He recognizes himself as a paramarthika satyam, as absolute reality, while living in the body itself. Asman lokat pritya means looking at the whole world as mithya, false, unreal, vyavaharika satyam. It has no satta of its own. It has no existence of its own. It is only an aberration. The whole drishya prapancha is an aberration only because of ajnana. What is the certificate to see the whole world as real? Big certificate is ajnana. And ajnana angra certificate vechindi namma inda ulahathilo drama pannindirukom. And ajnana certificate pona enna aidum, inda ulagam loses its reality. That is called asmat lokat pretya. Parivaram naan ennudayadi angra abhimanam vittitti en artham. அது விட்டுட்டவன் என்ன? ச ஏகஹா, ஐ ஆம் தட் பிரம்மன். ஞானம் வந்துடும். சஹயஹ ஏவம் வித், சஹா த பர்சன், த வைஸ் பர்சன், சஹா யஹா ஹூயவர் ஹூ நோஸ், ஏவம் வித் இன் திஸ் மேனர், இன் திஸ் மேனர் இன் ஹுச் மேனர், இன் தர்ஸ்டே கிளாஸ் 10, 11 to 12 o'clock கிளாஸ், ஹூயவர் லிசன் இன் திஸ் மேனர், wherever, whichever teacher is teaching Shrotriya Brahmanishtha Guru properly, systematically, paramparaya paddhati, whoever knows in this manner, yaha saha yaha evam vid, adella consistent, saha na he who knows, he who knows wise person, he who knows and knows he knows, what is that is no evam vid na in this manner na. In this manner means understanding that nothing is required other than understanding for moksha. Evam vid, underline pannikonga, moonja paathu onnu prayojanam illa, underline pannikanam. Every day we have to repeat mentally, intellectually understand. Understanding that nothing is required other than understanding is moksha. Jnanam eva mokshaha. Understanding that nothing is required other than understanding for moksha. Nothing is required other than moksha, in inverted commas, pottukonu, underline pannikonu. This is called understanding. Understanding that nothing is required other than understanding is called moksha, that is liberation. That is called evam vith. Evam vith. So what na? ஏவம் அன்னமயாத் ஆத்மானம் உபசங்கிராமதி, he transcends that person, giving up the sharira abhimana, sthula sharira abhimana, annamayam na sthula sharira abhimanam, anatma, he transcends the annamayat, annamaya atma, annamayam hi somya manah, ana annamayam atma first he has taken. So he transcends annamaya atma. Annamayam is not atma. Then what? Next kosha. Etam pranamayat atmanam upasankramate. Then he transcends the subtle body also. Transcends the pranamaya self. Koshatva nischayadvara, karyatva nischayadvara, anatmatva nischayadvara, namarupatva nischayadvara. He transcends. Or mithyatva nischaya dvara he transcends. It is like what? Just as that snake gives up its skin, he gives up the abhimana with pranamaya kosha. Once annamaya kosha abhimana gone, pranamaya kosha abhimana gone, what kosha left out? Manomaya kosha. Etam manomayam atmanam upasankramati. So he transcends the Manomaya Atma also. Then, etam vijnanamayam atmanam upasankramatina. Manomaya atmana nai. From emotional dependence, he transcends. Yanakku ni aarilke anna kavala irukkadu. Who will take care of me? Anna worry irukkadu. எனக்கு ஒரு துணை இருக்கணுமே, துணை இமோஷனல் டிபெண்டன்ஸ். உபசங்கிராமத் ஹி டிரான்சென்ட்ஸ், கிராசஸ் ஓவர். விஜ்ஞானமயம் சிமிலர்லி த வெரி சீக்கிங் இட் செல்ஃப் இஸ் டினையல் ஆஃப் ஆத்மஜானம். அனதர் இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட், த வெரி சீக்கிங் itself is the denial of Atma. That means, if you get real Atma Jnanam, you stop seeking. As long as you are seeking, and means what? You are denying your real nature. That means innu puriyala an artham. Sadhakana irukkire thavare, அந்த சாதக்கன்தான் ஆத்மாங்கிற புரியலன்னு அர்த்தம். அந்த சாதக்கன்னா என்ன, என்ன ஏன் வரலன்னா, தேகாபிமானம், மனஅபிமானம், குல அபிமானம், அப்பா அபிமானம், அம்மா அபிமானம், எல்லா அபிமானம் ஒன்றுக்கு ஒன்று, புத்திரி அபிமானம், புத்திர அபிமானம் விடாது, ஃபெவிகால் மாதிரி ஒற்றிண்டு இருக்கேன்னா என்ன பண்ணுறதுன்னா, அது வீடு காஷாயம் ஏடு என்ன, காஷாயம் போட்டுக்க வேண்டாம், மனசுக்கு காஷாயம் போடு, அவ்வளோதான். நிஜமாக போட வேண்டாம், வேண்டாம், நல்ல வேஷம் போட்டுக்கோ, ஆனாலும் மனசுக்கு ஒரு காஷாயம் தொழு போடு என்ன. இதுதான் ஞானம். அதான் விஜானமயம் உபசங்கிராமதி. ஐ எம் நாட் விஜானமய கோஷா. தென் ஏவம் ஏத்தம் ஆனந்தமயம். ஏத்தம் மீன்ஸ் பை திஸ் பர்சன். This person who transcends all the four koshas, fifth kosha also, anandamayam api, he transcends. That means, abheda jnana avismrutihi eva jnanam. Abheda jnana avismrutihi, என்ன அர்த்தம்? Abheda jnanam, non-dual, non-difference, I am non-separate from Atman. Avismrutihi, not forgetting. Not losing sight of my own nature is called Jnanam. Avismritihina. The Vijnanamaya self he transcends. Later he transcends this experiential pleasures. All Vijnanamaya illa irukkira. Padmasri. And the Noble Bahumathu illa varudhillayo namakku. Nice daughter-in-law, nice husband, nice wife, nice children. In that, இதெல்லாம் என்னென்ன, ஆல் திஸ் ஆர் நத்திங் பட் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஷியல் பிளஷர்ஸ். ஹி ட்ரான்சென்ட்ஸ். தட்ஸ் வை ந பிரகிருஷ்யேத் பிரியம் பிராப்யா நோத்விஜேத் சாப்ர சாப்ரியம். பிரியம் அப்ரியம் வந்து அவனுக்கு டிஃப்ரென்ஸே இருக்காது, பிகாஸ் ஹிட் ஹேஸ் ட்ரான்சென்டட். தட்ஸ் வை கிரிட்டிசிசம் அண்ட் ப்ரைஸ் ஆர் ஃபேம் நேம் அண்ட் ஆல் டசன்ட் matter, nothing will disturb him. Then tad api esha shlokah bhavati. Here last word you have to understand carefully. Anandamayam atmanam api etam upasankramati. He transcends. See, this is answer for the second question. What is the second question? That does the wise person reach Brahman or not? Do you remember three questions? What are those three questions? Brahma asti va na va? Does that wise person reach Brahman or not? Does the ignorant person reach Brahman or not? Brahman asti has already established elaborately by giving seven reasons. Illayo? Seven reasons. The second answer he gives, this wise person who transcends all five bodies, koshas, he reach Brahman. And the reaching another question is tappu. அதனால உபனிஷத் டைரக்ட்லி நெவர் ஆன்சர். ராங் க்வெஸ்சனுக்கு ரைட் ஆன்சர் கிடையாது. ஏன்னா யூ சி இன் தட் மந்த்ர உபனிஷத் ஒன் பர்சன் பூர்வபக்ஷி ஆஸ்கட் குச்சி போர்ஷன் இந்த பீஷாஸ்மாத அது பவத்தி முன்னாடி என்ன செவன்த் அன்வாக்காக்கு முன்னாடி இந்த சோகாமயத்துக்கு முன்னாடி என்ன அது என்ன போர்ஷன் சொல்ல இந்த விஜயானமய கோஷம் இதெல்லாம் முடிஞ்சதுக்கு அப்புறம் அதாத்தோ நு பிரஷ்னா உத வித்வானமுன் லோகம் பிரேத்திய இது க்வெஸ்சன் வெதர் வைஸ் பர்சன் ரீச் பிரம்மன் ஆர் நாட் ஆர் இக்னரண்ட் பர்சன் ரீச் பிரம்மன் ஆர் நாட் போத் க்வெஸ்சன்ஸ் ஆர் ராங் தேர் ஃபோர் தெர் இஸ் நோ ரைட் ஆன்சர் ஃபார் தட் வை by reading the next mantra you can understand. I will explain you later that how this answer is given here. This anandamaya self he transcends, then where is he? All koshas left out, where is he? Na he abides in Brahman. Ad supply pannikana, he abides in Brahman as himself. Avanu appo avan bang Brahman la poi ukkarndirukkar nu sollakoodadhu. He abides in Brahman. What he understands, that nothing is required other than understanding that I am Brahman. He remain as Brahman, or he falls back on his own lap. He falls back on his own lap. These are the second and third mantra ke answer, actually questions ke answer, and the second and third questions ke answers are implied here, directly not said, implied. Wise person reach Brahman angaradhu, the reach enadhu inverted commas la pottukom. Wise person recognize himself as Brahman, because wise person reaching Brahman kadaiyadhu. Yen apparam solren, ignorant person cannot reach Brahman. This is the answer. Okay, simple answer. Wise person reach Brahman who transcends five koshas. Ignorant person cannot reach Brahman. Even this answer also we don't accept. How we present wise person recognize that he is Brahman. There is no reaching. For example, a person is having a purse in his pocket. Two persons are there. Two persons are having purse in their pocket, full money, not empty pocket. Purse with full money having. One person knows that he is having pocket. In that pocket he is having money. One person knows. That person knows he is rich. Yes or no? He is rich. Why? I am having lot of money. Another person, in spite of having the purse, in spite of having the money in that purse, in his pocket, he do not know that he has got purse. He is rich or poor? Enna sandehama? He is poor. Because he is as good as the purpose will not serve. The money purpose will not serve. Because he do not know that he has got money. Similarly, both the persons, ignorant person also having Atma. Ignorant person is also Atma, wise person is also Atma. Wise person recognize that I am Atma. Ignorant person do not recognize that he is Atma. So where is the question of reaching? He want to go to Bombay. Another person want to go to Delhi. He want to reach Bombay, he want to reach Delhi. Okay, adhu puriyirudhu illayo? Puriyirudhu. Suppose wise person want to, wise person reach Brahman anna enna ardham na, ignorant person do not reach Brahman. Thappana oru kelvi, thappana oru answer. Suppose he Brahman is himself. Okay. Brahman is himself, Atma. He wants to reach himself. He wants to reach himself. What is that himself? Brahman. He wants to reach Brahman. Or sadhaka want to reach Brahman. Sadhaka want to reach Brahman. Brahman is not separate from himself actually. So sadhaka is himself a Brahman. He want to reach Brahman angadi tappana varu concept. It is as good as saying he want to reach himself. Illiyo? He want to reach Brahman is equal to he want to reach himself. Is it possible anywhere a person can reach himself? You can reach Bombay, you can reach Delhi, you can reach to other person, but you cannot reach yourself. Why? That yourself is Brahman. Therefore, you cannot reach Brahman. Not that. You need not reach Brahman. You cannot reach Brahman. Illiyo? Puriyardo? Romba alagana oru vishayam. You cannot reach Brahman. So then what is reaching Brahman means? Nothing but I need not reach Brahman. I cannot reach Brahman because I am Brahman. I am Brahman. I need not reach Brahman. This wise person knows. Therefore, wise person reach Brahman as though. Ignorant person does not reach Brahman as though. As though. Because he do not know, this person knows. This is the difference between wise person and ignorant person. Any difference? Cognitive change. That's the difference. This is the difference. This is the difference. Pashyannapi na pashyati. In spite of studying Shastra, length of time. Swami is the difference. That's why, how do you come from the anubhava? That's why, I come from the anubhava. What do? அந்த சந்யாசி இன்னொரு வாடி சந்யாசம் எடுக்கணும். அவ்வளோதான் குரு. நெக்ஸ்ட் போர்ஷன்.
எதோ வாசோ நிவர்த்தந்தே அப்ராப்ய மனசா சஹ ஆனந்தம் பிரம்மணோ வித்வான் நபிபேதி குதஸ்ச நேதி
வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் போர்ஷன். செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன், திஸ் இஸ் த ஆன்சர் ஃபார் செகண்ட் க்வெஸ்சன். இன் ப்ரீவியஸ் மந்த்ர ஆல்சோ ஹிண்டட், பட் ஹியர் டைரக்ட்லி உபனிஷத் கிவ்ஸ். த வைஸ் பர்சன் knows himself as Atma. That means wise person reach Brahman. Unakaha reach and children. But I don't want to say reach, because wise person recognize himself as Brahman. I need not reach Brahman. Now, he enjoys Atmanandra through Jnanam in this manner. What is his understanding? Upanishad gives the phalam. First two lines, Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha, is the description of, or description about Brahman. Brahman is beyond words and thoughts. மனசா சஹ வாசஹ நிவர்த்தந்தே அப்ராப்ய. அப்ராப்ய மீன்ஸ் வித்தவுட் ரீச்சிங் யதஹ தட் பிரம்மன். யதோ வாச்சோ இஸ் தேர். யதஹ ஃப்ரம் ஹூம், ஃப்ரம் ஹுச் பிரம்மன், ஃப்ரம் தட் பிரம்மன். பிரம்மன் இஸ் டைரக்ட்லி இன்டிஸ்கிரைபபிள். Brahman is directly indescribable, but indirectly describable. Adha mauna vyakhya prakatita parabrahma tattvam yuvanam. The parango. Vachaha means from words. Freedom from sense of separation. Vachaha means description words. Explicably, you cannot explain Brahman. So words are going to describe Brahman. They cannot describe. What do? They come back. Vachaha nivartante. From Brahman, words are coming back. Why? Words are not able to describe Brahman. Manasa saha. Words are coming back along with the mind, mental thoughts. Why? Thoughts cannot comprehend. Mind can comprehend, thoughts can comprehend when they have what? Guna, action or properties. If they are having, any object is having, mind can comprehend. Once Brahman is yattad adresham, agrahyam, agotram, avarnam, achakshu, shrotram, tad apanipadam, sukshmam. So thoughts are also coming back. You put the ball to that wall, how it comes? You throw the ball, ball come to you only. Why? It cannot go. Similarly, your words cannot describe about that Atman, and your thoughts also cannot comprehend. Suppose you see the flower, your thought immediately, manas, and you say, what this? What is this? Rose flower. So your words reached here. Your words have reached here, and you got the knowledge of what? Rose flower. Thoughts also reach. Your thoughts have gone and given the knowledge to your intellect. Now tell me, this is Brahman. Edavadu kaamingo, this is Brahman. Inge. Unnume kaanume. This is clip. Eyes are able to see. Words are able to describe. But Brahman cannot be described like that, like clip, flower, watch, fan, light, madri. Yaravadu describe panni sonna adha adappa aatma idu dhaan sonna ange keel paaklo beds khaliya irukke admission vaangikko nu solanum yemaartaarunga yemaara koodad indha maadhiri people ku. Okay, if you don't have buddhi, we will also go along with them. அவனுக்கு கூட நமக்கு ஒரு பெட்டு. யூ கேனாட் டிஸ்கிரைப். வை? வாட் இஸ் பிரமாணம்? உபனிஷத் இஸ் பிரமாணம். எதோ வாச்சோ நிவர்த்தந்தே. நீ எப்படி ஆத்மானு காமிக்க முடியும்? எப்படி ஆத்மா பத்தி சொல்ல முடியும்? மரி வாட் யூ ஆர் டீச்சிங் சுவாமி, 10 வருஷமா சொல்லிட்டே இருக்கே. யூ ஆர் கோ ஆன் டீச்சிங் அண்ட் கிவிங் அட்வர்டைஸ்மெண்ட் ஆல்சோ and giving pamphlets also. People are coming and making CDs, years together you are talking. Anna, yes, we are talking about that which we are not able to talk. I'll give an example. Kooramal koori nar. Kooramal koori anna nardham. Suppose after the class you ask another student, where are you going? Which side you are going? Then immediately she asks, where you want to get down? Tell me, I give lift. This is the sambhashana. One student is asking another student, where are you staying? Which side you are going? This student says, which side you want to go? I will give the lift. But she didn't ask, give me lift. She didn't say, which this side I am going. She didn't say. She has understood that unsaid words. What? She wants a lift. She didn't ask. She did not ask, I want a lift so and so place I am staying. She didn't ask. But she has understood the implied meaning of that lady. Which side you want, you are going, Anna? That means she wants a lift, and she understood. Unsaid words implied, and she got that clue and she said, I will give the lift. Idha mauna vyakhyanam. Chollamal chollale andha vishayathai purinjikitte answer kudukirathu. Adhu madhiri da whole upanishadic teaching. Neethi neethi adha mauna vyakhyanam puriyadhu sila perukku. You also sit to mauna. நானும் கூட சிட்டுமோனும். வாட் வில் கம் கொஞ்சம் பிரம வரும். அவ்வளோதான், இருக்கிற பிரம கூட இன்னொரு பிரம வரும். See that, that person Mahatma sits silently. I also sat there. And you see, I got a nice experience. Over jnana. Vandach, enna? Brahma jnana. Enna? Mauna vyakhyanam. Avalukku avala power irukku. Swaminikku power e kediyadu. Enna pesinde irupa class la. Pesamana irundha, apdiye, ha, paarunga. Avaru apdiye oru paarvai apdi paathara enakku jnana vandachu. கண்ணு மூடிண்டு உட்கார்ந்துருக்காரு அவர். அப்படியே டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்டு மீ நோ டிரான்ஸ்ஃபர்டு த ஆத்மா. கிருஷ்ணா டு நாட் நோ தட் வை லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா ஹேஸ் டு டீச் அர்ஜுனா. எதோ வாச்சோ நிவர்த்தந்தே மீன்ஸ் டோன்ட் மிஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், டோன்ட் மிஸ் இன்டர்பிரேட், பி கேர்ஃபுல். அதர்வைஸ் செக்கரோ செக்கர், லைஃப் லைஃப் லைஃப், எகெயின் பர்த் பர்த் சைக்கிள் ஆஃப் பர்த் அண்ட் டெத். Don't mislead by the words, okay? Nivartante means the words do not reveal directly in artha. But words reveal indirectly. Mind return without objectification in artha. Mind return without objectification. Yataha nivartante. Then, Brahmanaha anandam vidvan. The ananda nature of Brahman, one who knows, vidvan means one who knows. When two students are standing, okay, I show one student, this student is very brilliant student. And chonna nenchukongale, this student is very brilliant. Anna enartha? She is not brilliant enartha. Na chollave illaye, this student is brilliant enna enartha? சொல்லவே வேண்டாம். அதர் ஸ்டூடெண்ட் இஸ் நாட் பிரில்லியன்ட்டுன்னு புரியறது. அதே மாதிரி தான் வேர்ட்ஸ் கெனாட் ரீச் பிரம்மன். உபனிஷத் ரிவீல் பிரம்மன் இன்டைரக்ட்லி. டைரக்ட்லி ஐ கெனாட் ரிவீல். இன்டைரக்ட்லி வாட் ஐ ஹவ் ரிவீல்டு நவ்? இன்டைரக்ட்லி ஷீ இஸ் நாட் பிரில்லியன்ட் அனி இன்டைரக்ட்லி ஐ ஹவ் ரிவீல்டு. டைரக்ட்லி வாட் ஐ ஹவ் ரிவீல்டு ஷீ இஸ் பிரில்லியன்ட். இன்டைரக்ட்லி வாட் ஐ ஹவ் ரிவீல்டு She is not intelligent. Directly what she has revealed, where is your house, which side you are going, directly revealed. What is indirectly revealed? Can you give me the lift? Indirectly revealed. Adhe madri da Upanishad following a method. Idu only a shrotriya guru mathram da solla mudiyum. Of course Brahmanishta sollave venda. Shrotriya means well-versed in Shastra, who has done a Sishyahood, disciplehood under another competent teacher only can reveal. This is the Sampradaya key. Okay. Now, Ananda, such a person, whoever listen in this manner, Brahmanaha Anandam, the Ananda nature of Brahman, who knows, Nabibheti, what is the phalam? Now, description over, Brahman description. What is the description? That is the description. Yenge manasu words po mudiyada, adida Brahman anna. Edi edi. You can describe about everything, you cannot describe yourself. You describe about the body, you describe about the mind, but you cannot describe yourself. Priyada? Now, this description over. Now, next two words are phalam. So, okay, Swamini, if I know this Brahman, what is the benefit? Benefit? Na vibheti kutaschana. Avanukku bhayame irukkadu. Na vibheti. There is no source of fear for him. Anandam, he knows, he attains ananda, that Brahmananda, Brahmananda. Jnana phalam is abhayam. He is not afraid of anything. Why? All are mithya. I am satyam. Where is the second thing to cause a fear for me in this universe? They are all like a paper mesh tigers. Paper mesh tigers. All nama rupa is a paper mesh tiger. What about father? Paper mesh tiger. What about mother? Paper mesh tiger. What about daughter? Paper mesh tiger. What about militants? Paper mesh tigers. Vyavahara is interacting with Vyavahara. They cannot touch me, the Atma Swarupam. In Vyavahara, never think Jnani is free from physical ailments, mental problems and all. Problems all will be there at the body level, mind level. Body-mind complex level, there is a problem. It is not free from problem at all. But I, the Atma, is not body-mind. Therefore, I don't have problem. Body never free from problem. I am ever free from problem. Mudhuvali, muttivali, irindhe nirko. Mental upsets, irindhe nirko. Melting down, irindhe nirko. Vandhi poyindhe nirko. Analam, aham, asangaha. Where is the question of fear? Because of whom I have to be afraid of? There is no, nothing real thing. Real thing is kadiyadu bhayam kudukkiradhu. Are you afraid of paper tiger? Are you afraid of dream? Why? Dream is unreal for you. But when you are in dream, you are afraid of dream. In the kanavula bhayam irukkum. அந்த கனவுல இருக்கிற பயம் போகணும்னு என்ன பண்ணணும்? எழுந்து உட்காரு, அவ்வளவுதான். அதே மாதிரி இந்த உலகத்தில் இருக்கிற ஆல் டிஸ்பாரிட்டிஸ், டிவிஷன்ஸ், ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், ஆல் வாட் யூ ஆர் சீயிங், இஃப் யூ வாண்ட் டு சீ தெம் ஆஸ் அன்ரியல் ஆர் யூ வாண்ட் டு கம் அவுட் ஆஃப் தோஸ் ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ், வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டூ? கெட் அப் ஃப்ரம் அனதர் நித்ரா. வாட் இஸ் தட் நித்ரா? அஜ்ஞான திமிராந்தஸ்ய ஜ்ஞானாஞ்சலசலாகயா. அதனால அபயம், இதுதான் ஒரே ஒரு மார்க்கம். சோ வாட்?
ஏதகும் ஹவாவன தபதி கிமஹகும் சாதுனா கரவம் கிமஹகும் பாபமகரவமிதி சயஏவம் வித்வானேதே ஆத்மானக் ஸ்ப்ருணுதே உபேஹே வைஷஏதே ஆத்மானக் ஸ்ப்ருணுதே ய ஏவம் வேதம் இத்யுபநிஷத்.
நவ் த ஃபைனல் மந்த்ரா இஸ் மோக்ஷா கேன் பி பிரசன்டட் இன் டூ வேஸ், பாசிட்டிவ் வே அண்ட் நெகட்டிவ் வே. ஃபஸ்ட்டு டூ லைன்ஸ், கிமஹகும் சாதுனாகரவம் கிமஹகும் பாபமகரவம் இதீன. தீஸ் டூ ஆர் பிரசன்டட் ஆஸ் இன் எ நெகட்டிவ் வே. திஸ் பர்சன், வாட் இஸ் சம்சாரா? This jnani is free from these two problems. The typical samsara is this. Why I didn't do that good action? Why I did this bad action? Kemahagum sadhuna akaravam. Why I didn't do that punya karmas? Kemahagum papam akaravam iti. Why I did this papa karma? Etagum havavana tapati. By these two thoughts, this wise person is not scorched by them, tormented by them. No guilt in artham. Typical samsara enna artham theriyumo? ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் வர வர எங்கேஜ் இருக்கும்போது ஃபியூச்சர் பிளான்ஸ் இருக்கும். ஓகே, ஃபியூச்சர் பிளான்ஸ், அப்படி கல்யாணம் பண்ணிக்கணும், இப்படி கல்யாணம் பண்ணிக்கணும், அந்த மாதிரி குழந்தை வேணும், இந்த மாதிரி குழந்தை வேணும், ஏதோ ஃபியூச்சர் பிளான்ஸ் இருக்கும். இஸ் ஸ்பெண்டிங் ஹிஸ் டைம். ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் வந்ததுக்கப்புறம் எல்லாம் ஃபியூச்சர் பிளான்ஸ் எல்லாம் ஓவர். இப்போ என்னதான் மிச்சம் இருக்குன்னா, கிமஹகும் சாதுனா கரவம், நான் ஏன் வை ஐ டென்ட் பிரிங் அப் மை சில்ட்ரன் லைக் தட், why I did this job, why I went into that financial company, why I have done these words, used these words, why I have spoken those words with my wife long before, why I have done this job, that work, this work. இதே worry, worry, worry. Who will take care of me in my old age? Let me die before my wife. She says, let me die before my husband. Why I did like that? Why I didn't do punya karmas? Why I did papa karmas? Knowingly or unknowingly? This is the typical samsara. A samsari word. Person is guilty, worry, hurry, later sorry. Therefore, this problem won't be there for a jnani. He never, because papam, he says, Upanishad says, this is a nishiddha karma. Papam akaravam iti yana. நிஷித்த கர்மா ஏன் பண்ண நான், கிமகம் சாதுனா அகரவம், சாதுன புண்ணிய கர்மா ஏன் பண்ணல நான் இப்படிப்பட்ட, வை டிட் ஐ நாட் டூ குட் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், வை டிட் ஐ டூ குட் ஈவில் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ், சச் தாட்ஸ் இதி சச் தாட்ஸ் ந தபதி, டு நாட் டார்மெண்ட் ஹிம், டு நாட் ஸ்கார்ச் ஹிம், டு நாட் கிரியேட் கில்ட் இன் ஹிம். ஏதம் ஹூம், திஸ் வைஸ் பர்சன், தே டு நாட் டார்மெண்ட் ஹிம். However, no, at all, never, any time, at any time, they will not disturb him. Saha evam vidvan atmanam ete sprunate nar. Saha evam vidvan, who thus knows in this manner, as said Brahmanandavalli, as said in Brahmanandavalli, whoever knows, in this manner, ete, these two, he understands. What are those two? Punya karma, papa karma, he understands both of them. Ete anna, these two. He sees punya, papa as non-different from himself. Atmanam sprunute. He sees both of them to be himself, non-different from himself. You see the shadow. How do you see? As different from you or non-different from you? You see your shadow. You see your shadow as different from you or non-different from you? Non-different. Similarly, this Jnani sees Punya Papa as non-different from him. They are all both vibhutis from him only. But they are mithya. Ube yeha evam veda yeshaha. He means, by knowing the higher nature of Atma, or by knowing higher reality, Eshaha, the wise person, Yaha evam Veda, who thus knows, both these two, Ube ete means both these two, to be verily himself, the repetition. Why repetition? Na Upanishad over an artham. Brahmanandavalli is over, that's why repetition. ஏவம் ஆத்மானம் ந ஸ்ப்ருணுதே, ஏவம் ஆத்மானம் ஸ்ப்ருணுதேன், வெரிலி ஹிம்செல்ஃப், ஸ்ட்ரெங்தென்ஸ் ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வித் திஸ் நாலேஜ். போத் ஆர் மித்யா. ஹி லுக்ஸ் அட் தெம் மித்யா, போத் வில் நாட் டச் ஹிம், தேர்ஃபோர் ஹீ இஸ் ஸோ ஸ்ட்ராங் எனஃப். ஸ்ப்ருணுதே மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பஷ்யதி, தே லுக் இட் தெம் ஆஸ் மித்யா, அண்ட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் அஃப்ளிக்டட் பை புண்ணியா பாப்பா கர்மா. That is called strength. Remain as absolute reality. Iti Upanishad. Thus ends the Upanishad. What do you mean by Upanishad? Upanishannam shreyaha asya Upanishad. Upanishad means Upanishannam, means Shankaracharya says hidden anartham. Shreyaha means highest good. Absolute goodness, absolute good. Asya, for this person, wise person, are in this teaching, in artham. In the teaching, where the highest teaching is hidden, that is called Upanishad. Even Upasana also called Upanishad, Upasana, but their relative good is hidden. But in Atma, higher good, that is greatest Shreyas, is hidden. That is Upanishad, where Aham Brahma Asmi. So thus, Tattvamasi, Sat is presented in Chandogya Mahavakya. Sat is presented. Prajnanam Brahma Mahavakyala Chit is presented. Anandam Brahma presented in Taittiriya Upanishad. Okay. I am Atma Brahma. I am Brahman is revealed in Mandukya Upanishad. Four Vedas, four Mahavakyams present Sat, Chit, Anandam, Aham Brahma, Asmin. Thus ends Brahmanandavalli, which is the crux of Vedanta and which is the crux of Taittiriya Upanishad. These two mantras are phalam and that culmination. With this we conclude and we chant the Shanti Patha Sahanavavatu.
Om Sahanavavatu, Sahanav Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavadhitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi. Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi. Om.